The US is apparently shipping large quantities of bunker-busting bombs to a British territory. A Scottish newspaper claims the ordnance, which was widely used in the Iraq invasion, is being sent to Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. And that is raising fears that American forces could be preparing an attack on Iran. Let's talk more about this tonight with nuclear disarmament activist Alan MacKinnon, who's joining us on the line from Glasgow there. Mr. MacKinnon, hi there. Now, if these reports are true, what similarities do you see between US military activities now and those prior to the invasion I just mentioned there of Iraq?
Well, if these reports are true, it's a very depressing picture because we're seeing exactly the same build-up to war as we saw 7 years ago with the war in Iraq, with the same claims being made about Iran as were made about Iraq, that it possessed weapons of mass destruction and was about to attack the West. There are, kind of 2 years ago, there were in every American intelligence agency kind of banded together to produce a report which said that Iraq does not currently have a nuclear weapons program. And that's been reiterated by the former and the present head of the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Authority, Mohammed El-Baradei, and his successor, both of whom have reiterated that Iraq, Iran does not have a current nuclear weapons program.
But do you think you could be jumping the gun here anyway, suspecting what you think may be going on here? After all, America's got its hands very tied up at the moment, hasn't it, with Iraq and Afghanistan still?
Absolutely. And at the moment, they're bogged down in two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And indeed, the war in Afghanistan is already spilling over into Pakistan. And remember that Pakistan is a nuclear-armed state. So that's creating a very difficult and dangerous and unstable situation. And of course, there's a record of recurrent military intervention in Pakistan itself. So I think we're creating a very dangerous situation. And to add to that, to open up a new front, a new war in Iran, is immensely dangerous.
And of course,
But
that's what I want to bounce back to, sir. Maybe you jumping the gun here a little bit. Do you think this really is actually happening? Because, as you say, as I've just said, America's got its hands very full at the moment, hasn't it? Why do you think this is happening imminently, as you are saying?
Well, it was not me that. Yeah, I didn't write the article, but certainly the research, and I have seen the invoice, which was the basis for the story, and it certainly does look authentic, and it's confirmed by another story 2 years ago, which suggested that such a military build-up was taking place. Of course, it may simply be contingency plans, but even the fact that the United States is making contingency plans for such an attack is very worrying indeed.
You're a proponent of banning nuclear weapons. What kind of action would you suggest taking if Tehran did develop an atomic bomb?
Well, firstly, there isn't any evidence that they have a nuclear weapons program, but I think that Iran may be keeping its options open. But at the moment, it's a non-nuclear armed state. But there are other nuclear armed states in the region, and if we were going to tackle the countries that pose the biggest threat in the region of the Middle East, then I would be concerned about the nuclear weapons that Israel possesses, up to 200 nuclear weapons, and I'd also be concerned about the nuclear weapons that Pakistan has between 50 and 100 nuclear weapons, and of course is in some kind of conflict over the territory of Kashmir with India at the present time, and a very unstable state in which there are there's obviously an internal battle going on with the Taliban. So I'd be more concerned about these countries before turning my attention to Iran. And of course, it's inappropriate for countries who themselves are developing new weapons of mass destruction to tell other countries that they can't do that. There's a hypocrisy there which I think we can't escape.
OK, well, nuclear disarmament activist Alan MacKinnon joining us on the line there from Glasgow tonight. Thanks for being on the programme. Your time's appreciated.